And this is Salvatore Licitra. Licitra is the Italian tenor who was a star pinch hitter at the Metropolitan Opera last May, an ailing Luciano Pavarotti failed to show for what was to be his last performance. The Met management, anticipating events, had lined up the young singer from La Scala in Milan. Licitra stepped up to the plate and sang the role of Cavaradossi in Puccini's Tosca, displaying a talent that had already won him renown in Italy. Since then, Salvatore Licitra has recorded a CD of Verdi and Puccini arias called The Debut, which we're listening to right now. He sings at Carnegie Hall tonight in a concert performance of Verdi's La Forza del Destino, and he stopped by to talk with us about the day when he was a teenage graphic designer with a taste for disco, a powerful pair of lungs, and no thought of becoming an opera singer.
When I was 19 years old, during my holiday in Sicily with my family, I heard by radio a song, like pop song, that I danced in the disco at, in this old time. And the name of this song was Tavarish Gorbachev, from a Russian group. Do you remember about Perestroika?
Yes, so the title was Comrade Gorbachev, was really what
yeah,
that means.
Yeah, yes, of course. And I try to sing the same way, because the singer, he sing like a tenor, and I try in the street, and my mother hear a crazy man singing from far away. When I come back to my home, my mother asked to me, "Hey Salvatore, did you hear a crazy man that singing in the street?" And yes, mommy, I am. You love me still? And she said, yes, maybe it's better to begin to study. Maybe you can make something about your voice.
You mean your mother heard somebody singing out in the street this song, Tovarich Gorbachev?
Yes.
And she asked you, did you hear that crazy man singing?
Yes.
And you told her, that was no crazy man, that was your son.
Yes. And so, for like a play, I started to sing in a small chorus for a first year. And for maybe 5 or 6 years, I studied with a vocal coach. But she teach me in a wrong way, very dangerous for my voice. At last, she suggested to me, "Hey Salvatore, maybe you must try to sing like a baritone." And at last, I say to her, "Come on, you kidding me? I study a long time. I feel like tenor. My body is like tenor body, and maybe my mind is a tenor mind." And so, for this question, I say to her, "Okay, would you like to go to take a walk, please?" And
and you found another vocal coach after that.
I found a great vocal coach because I met with the maestro Carlo Bergonzi, and him in very very short time he let me sing for my debut with a great opera like Ballo in Maschera in Parma in Verdi's country. Mm-hmm. And that's all. I began to sing, and in so very very so short time, I went to Verona and La Scala, Vienna, and at last here in New York. And for me, it's like a dream to sing and to be a singer. And from the beginning, my dream was to become a chorus of La Scala, a chorist from La Scala. But my life, my way is another way. And now I'm a soloist, and
yes.
And maybe I try to become a famous tenor. You know,
you're 34 years old now. If I had met you 15 years ago when you were 19, your idea of really terrific music was Tovarich Gorbachev. That was the kind of music you liked.
Yes, yes, of course. I like to hear a pop group like, you know, Madonna, Lenny Kravitz. Right now, I love to hear some Supertramp, why not, or Beach Boys, and the most famous groups in the world, you know, like Elton John, big artist, and why not, the Beatles and the Rolling Stone, too. I am a big fan of a good music generally, and I love to hear many kind of music, not only opera.
And do you still remember the words to Tovarich Gorbachev?
Of course. Would you like that I sing right now?
Absolutely.
Are you sure? Okay.
Товарищ Горбачев, товарищ Горбачев, до свидания. О, ну, когда брызги туда ранее. Товарищ Горбачев.
Nah, that's all.
You could be knocking him dead in the discos by now if you'd kept with that.
You know, one time, long, long time ago, I tried to sing a song in the disco, and the barman said to me, "Come on, you must shut up, because many people that are dancing don't to listen to your voice."
you were disturbing the peace in the disco, right?
Yeah. But it was another kind of music. I remember the group Dead or Alive.
Dead or Alive was the group?
Yes, it was a group. Oh, yes. I'm ready.
Okay, if you're going to sing the Dead or Alive song, you have to back away from the microphone once again.
Okay, the refrain was,
I want your love.
And that's all.
Okay. Well, we're all glad that you stuck with opera, and thank you very much for coming in to talk with us today.
Oh, grazie a tutti. Ciao, see you soon.
That's Disco's Loss and Opera's Gain, Salvatore Licitra, who performs tonight at Carnegie Hall in New York City.
Like a lot of fun.